fathers, both of them at that time, felt strongly about them always being back behind. So when they quit and go back to the house to eat, things would be ready. And
mm-hmm.
That's what both my grandmothers did. And both my grandfathers, in a sense, was a lack in their feelings about the duties of their wife.
Yeah. If a woman sets the table, thinks she sets her out for the evil, what do you call that?
What she set around?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
You tend to eat at her?
Yeah.
Difficult.
Okay. The things you used to eat, the things you used to eat to pick up the
salt and steam.
Okay. And if you're having a steak, you might put out a set of steak.
And knife. But most of the time you put the well had one type of silverware for all occasions. You had a knife and a spoon and a fork that just about took care of all of your eating, because most of the time during those times the knife was sharpened and you could cut almost any kind of meat that you wanted with that one particular knife in the event that you wanted to cut
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
the knife. But most times my grandmother used to cook food so you wouldn't need no knife too often, because they cooked it where you could just like take a fork and take care of it.
Yeah.
But later years, all of these different arrangements and settings of the table, you know, came about, but not when I was a boy.
Yeah.
Unless there was company, and when company came, my grandmother used to kind of like go back and get something out of it and draw something and put out, you know, what it was mostly just for show purposes, for as we were concerned, because she would have it back in and out of sight so quick after you got to take a peek at it, and that was it. So it wasn't really no, it was always a dual purpose on those.
Yeah.
That you put down and you would eat out of the same plate. If you had, naturally, if you had some form of dessert, which she always did, you would have something smaller to eat out of than the regular plate with the dessert went in, but you use the same food
mm-hmm.
that she had on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Or a knife.
Mm-hmm. They saw it later on. They
had plans, so I would tell you later on. But
after the dishes are all dirty, then a woman does what?
She washes the dishes.
Okay, and after she washes the dishes, then in soapy water, then in clear water, she
dries them.
Okay.
Put them
on. Before she dries them, yes, sir.
Most times, my grandmother and them used to, you know, put the dishes in something hot and what they call scalding them. And now, I guess it's called sterilizing, but they used to just call them scalding, you know. Then they were a lot easier to wipe then, because if the water was hot enough, it's like boiling hot, kind of like dried themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it gets real cold out at night, and you have, I know what I want to ask. How do you get water in the house?
We went out to the well.
What period is it?
2 gallon bucket.
Yeah.
And then there was two different kinds of buckets when I was a boy. It had these heated buckets,
mm-hmm.
and then it had tin buckets. And the heated buckets held more water than the regular tin bucket.
Uh-huh.
So when I was a boy, I couldn't carry a full bucket of heated bucket of water.
What do you use for milking cows? You use a bucket?